Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and
good evening, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am Sweet Pea, even though everyone is expecting the fabulous, entertaining Pretty Bird tonight. She is stuck in Florida's wonderful storms and continues to lose power. So instead, she plugged me in. Tonight, we are doing open poetry, and that is a wonderful, spectacular round of any subject any of my poets would like to put on the board. So it's a cornucopia of whatever tonight from all poetry, one of the largest poetry sites in the world. And inside that is Packed, a team of voices, which I'm a proud member of, where poets get together, talk about what they write about what they talk about, and have all kinds of fun. Tonight, right now, we have me and Rackentor, one of my favorite poets who's always there, supporting me on any show I'm on. Hello, Rack. How are you tonight?
I'm here. I'm doing pretty good. It's not raining over here yet, so I'm happy.
Good. Not raining here at all. Not at all.
I don't know the weather pattern goes in a certain direction. It's like, you know, one day I know, like, you know, if Pennsylvania is getting rained on, I know we're going to get rained on next. So that's the way the weather pattern seems to work. I don't know how Florida fits into it, but, you know.
Florida does what Florida wants to do when Florida wants to do it. I have no idea. I've got, you know, happy things going on. Oh, good Lord. So I don't know how the tonight show is going to go. We're going to be on an hour or a half hour or 45 minutes or whatever, because nobody knows I'm on tonight. So we'll see how it goes.
If you want a link,
the other radio.
I could give you the name of one for me, but I can't post it myself, as you know.
Oh, what are you, some blind guy? Oh, wait, you are.
What are you, blind?
What are you, blind? Got to feel your way through all this? No, yeah.
Magoo, you've done it again.
Oh, that's all right. Oh, good Lord. I am sore. My whole left shoulder is sore. I had an MRI, and they were moving it all around and pushing me this way and pushing me that way. It hurt. I'm complaining. I don't want to mess with it. But, hey, whatever. We got to think about our Jay Hatter. He's not feeling well. Love to Jay Hatter, my maddest of all. I'm very upset that he's not feeling well. I love that guy. He's a maddest of all.
It sucks for when friends are in pain and you can't do anything to help.
I know. I'm very, very like, what's going on with the Hatter man? But I know. Ah, what can I do? I'm looking through the studio to see if any of your stuff is in here. But I don't think so. I think it's all kind of like music now.
Well,
and my problem with is trying to load things in the studio because my
you don't have to
really
load it. You can just read it. You could just read it. This
I
one doesn't have an
it?
Audio. It's a new one. It doesn't
okay.
have an audio. It's brief. It's, I think, 140 words.
Okay. Can always do that.
Or you could wait
as
until someone
you
else
spell your
dump it on them.
I can
no,
do that,
no.
too. I can. No, I'm fine with that. I can always read something crappy of mine if we want to read poetry.
Well, the problem is you
okay.
don't have anything crappy.
Oh, I do. I can read my newest one. I'll read you my newest one. We'll see where it is. Let's see. Sweet Pea's newest one. Where is it? I got to find me. Oh, there I am. Let's see, my newest one. Wait. Here we go. I think this is my newest one. No, it's not my newest one. Oh, here it is. I don't know why I'm putting it on the board. You can't read it, but, you know. Somebody else wants to read it.
I was going to say, yeah, there's other people following along, I'm sure.
Yeah. So this is Monomania Snapped into Corset Lies.
Monomania?
Monomania.
I love you.
Sin purred across his lips as he listened. To the metal clips clickety-clack, snap, into the silky softness of her stockings. He drank in her essence like a fine bourbon, slow, savoring the depths of her every layer, his lars and penance to worship her tame. The onyx hooks on her corset shine to match the midnight shades of her mane. He tied her ribbons into the smallest of bows, from her petite feet to her eyes of green. Dressed in satin corsets, she waited to feed his desires and swallow his pain, and to swallow her pain. With the keys to the castle close by his side, a goddess she cherished and enslaved, too afraid to trust fate that she'd stay. End poem.
Wow. That's beautiful.
There
it's,
you go.
Thank
you.
There's a specific word that I'm trying to remember that it has that very much has that feeling. Corset, you know, it's just I don't know the era that that's even related to. It's just that's kind of the word that jumps into my brain. It's different too sometimes when I read you. I keep looking for, like, you know, the cinnamon hair and this one's got black hair and green eyes. She's projecting again. It's not her.
This is done to a picture in a contest, and the woman's actually stunning. She's beautiful, and it's actually a picture of the woman putting on the contest, and she's just gorgeous. So it's very nice to read or to do a poem about the picture. So I was
sweet.
Very happy about that. So yes. Don't do that to me. You know that. That's not very nice of you. That's not very nice of you at all. I'll have to hurt you. Don't do that to me. So I'll be like, what? Did I go away? Did I do something? What's wrong? Ow. So, Mr. Rackentor.
Phoenix is the name of the one that I want you to read from.
Okay, I can do that. Let's see. Let me see. So, here we go.
R-A-C-O-N-T.
Put it on the board, too. I got you. Believe it or not.
Not the most, Jen.
Okay. So, this is Phoenix by Rackentor. Her verb was a felony, robbing me of my senses, casting a spell on me, subverting my defenses, immolated by colliding souls, living lies inescapably entwined, filling the empty holes of broken pieces left behind, dancing with the flames, leading persistent pain to subside, too old for playing games, burying the tears we cry, shrouded in shadows of yesterday, hidden among fears of tomorrow, trying to live for today, shedding the ruins of our sorrow, seeking purpose to lead her, infinity in reaching our life, dreaming of happily ever after, unencumbered by misery and strife. Well, 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 well. Isn't that just lovely? Leaving persistent pain to subside to over playing games, burying the tears we cry. I like that. Burying the tears we cry, playing games.
I tried.
Wonder how many people are really like that, that happens to so many people.
That expression always bothers me, you know, when they say, you know, you win or something like that, it's like, you know, well this isn't a game, you know, that feeling.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. It's to me, you know, the whole thing with relationships, it's always about understanding. You know, sometimes you can't get past something, but, you know, at least if you can understand it, you can accept it, you can get beyond it or at least live with it.
Yeah, there's never a game you win or you lose. Just have to understand it and get past it. What if you never understand it or get past it? Where do you go from there?
Well, you know, I still embrace the idea of flaws and all, too. So, you know, it's sometimes you don't have to understand.
You are
it,
an
you
amazing. You're an amazing guy, right?
Please. That's why I'm so single. Debs!
Hey, Deb, how are you tonight?
I'm okay. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
I'm typing on the board to Angel that she did not miss the topic, that it's locked because Pretty Bird needs a rain date. So I just want to make sure she knew that. And I told her that you were
right.
Open.
Yeah. Right. Yes, yes, yes. I sent her a message, too, telling her that. I said, hey, Angel, just drop me a poem tonight, so maybe I confused her. I'm sorry, Angel, if I confused you.
Well, she just logged in. Maybe she hasn't checked her messages. Maybe she came right to the chat room for the show. And
oh.
Yeah.
I'm like,
sometimes
hey,
get
three birds in the storm.
Right.
So I sent out some messages to say, hey, it's just me. So people don't jump on and go, why is Sweet Pea on? Where's our beautiful pretty bird? Oh, good Lord. Nobody wants to do that. Yeah. So what'd you bring? What happiness do you have?
Is that...
Otherwise, I'm just going to keep reading from my list of 200, which I only have 40 on. I can't believe I only have 40 on it. I've been looking and looking, and I have 40 on it. I can't believe that.
Well, maybe try some of the ones that are on my best of sweet list and stuff like that, because, like, you have amazing poems. It shouldn't be that hard. You could probably come up with double that if you really tried. Just saying.
I guess I'm
you have a
really
hanging
picky.
On your
I'm
word.
Just like...
I've got a Sweet Pea list,
like,
too.
See, you can go to Rock and Tours, Sweet Pea list, and...
It's called Signature Sweet.
Ooh, full title.
Wow. I'm like, wow, you guys are better than me. See, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go over to your list and say, what do you think is decent? Because
that's
I
perfect.
And
for the ones you'll
yeah,
look at, and you'll
funny.
Say, oh, wow, I forgot about that one.
Probably. I've gone through some of them. I'm like, oh, wow, I forgot I wrote that. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one. Yeah, because it's pretty interesting to go back and look and go, oh, wow, yeah, I forgot about that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is.
And it's like, you know, not just by the title, but you look at something, you're thumbing through, and you're like, oh, wow, that's my favorite
yeah.
change.
Yeah, I haven't done that, but, yeah, I've done a few of those, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's really, I really like that one. Or, yeah. I wish that, you know, that one's really good. So.
I wish I wrote that.
Yeah.
Hey, I did. See, that's what you'll find.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I found. I can't believe I did that. Yeah, some of them are like, what? I did that? Yeah. There was one I saw today, and I was like, what? I wrote that? I can't believe that. That's crazy. I was pretty impressed with myself. That's pretty good.
Oh, my view is tainted. You'll forever be the bitches britches. I'm sorry. it's that one and finding your sister's head in the forest. Between those two, that was like my introduction.
And you know what? Head in the forest is even on my list. I don't even know why. I haven't even thought about that one, and that's pretty good. Okay, I'll show you the one that surprised me. We'll read that. I know. This is
my
one
earliest
I found
memory.
On our list. Here's this one. Okay, so this is one I found today that I haven't read in forever. So this is Red Apples. Tongues sweep the flesh of red apples blooming in an orchard. And the trees bearing fruits of the pear. Branches wiggle, trunks sigh, leaves shake in wild giggles. Soil loosens and slips her down. Delusions of fainting or Mary Jane illusion. Of Alice in Wonderland fame. observing the lush gardens of green and the coolness of the shade. Moist strawberry trickle red juices down their veins. Little green temptress of free flowing, sticky sweetness, piled high on petals of the pink blush rose. Blue balls of berry whipped in sugar crystals roll around in bowls of ivory and gold. Enchanted beauty of nature astounds. Emerald eyes stare beyond the thorns. Her heartbeat, thump, thump, soars. He sauntered to her sachet in the valleys of wildflowers. They bathe in their perfumes for hours. White linen shirt unbuttoned, chest of muscle exposed, hair of crimson light soap lay upon it. Moonlight kisses the sunlight goodbye and shades of purple-coated skies. A cotton breeze ends the day. Crimson rainbow light dance around her head. Awakened, she rose from her pillow, a dreamer. She sighed, and a red apple tumbled from under the sheets. And poem.
Awesome. Treat.
Go ahead, Deb.
I'm just sitting here thinking between being lulled in by your voice and then the content here, like moonlight kisses and sunlight goodbyes. Back further, piled high on petals of pink blush rose, blue balls of berries whipped in crystals. I don't know. That just struck me so funny. I'm sorry. Enchanted beauty of nature astounds. Emerald eyes stare beyond the thorns. Her heartbeat thump, thump, soared. The sights and sounds and visuals. And I'm looking at what I wrote at the time, like you wrote this couple years back, and I wrote, oh, wow, Alice gets around, OMG. Loving this. Did you bite the apple? And then you put, yes, I bit the apple. And then I also noted that it was a front page pick and that I must have been the picker at the time because I was telling you that it was nominated by JCA, which is very cool. That's why I like to put these things when I know them, because then when you look at it a couple years later, you can remember that it was on there because of Jay. But as usual, your details are always awesome, but there's something that happens once you start reading the suite. You hypnotize us with your voice, and it's just like we hang on every word. And I bet you Raconteur hangs on every word as well. What do you think, Rack?
I'm trying to hang on something else. But, I mean, I love this. This has a feel of, you know, a couple of different things, from Sleeping Beauty, biting the apple, to, you know, you bring Alice into it. So it's like, you know, it's not just Wonderland. Now Alice has a garden, too. So, and oh, my, what happens in that garden? I mean, it's sensual at the same time. And, you know, like, you know, Deb mentioned about the details. You can't help but chuckle when you mention the berries because, you know, it's like, did she just say that? Yes, she did. Okay, and that's sweet, you know, and it fits. It fits beautifully. So, you know, it makes it memorable. You know, I like things like that. You know, sometimes people tend to try and dance around things like that or they're afraid to broach something like that. It's like, no, they're balls. Okay. It takes balls to write like that. I don't know. It's just lovely. I mean, from beginning to end, the sweetness and the idea of, you know, that the juice is dribbling, it's just perfect. It walks a tightrope with you know, the sensuality and the beauty of it. It's really lovely.
Thank you.
Totally agree. And by the way, I only have 125 poems on my Best of Sweet Pea list. Just saying.
Okay.
Oh, my God. All right, I got to look at that list. All right. God, throw me something up, though, that your outstandingness will give me.
Um, Okay.
I know you have outstanding things.
this like the second to the last poem I wrote or something. So I just...
Okay.
Because I think you said you wanted to save the one I wrote for your show to next week. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I just grabbed this one, and it's called Twilight Arise to Chase Off the Sun as It Sets. Here we go. Sitting on the big porch swing out back, serenaded by finches and dogwood trees, blended with taps from the woodpecker and the whistle from the cooling breeze. The dragonflies zig then zag on the air by the turtles tanning on the river rocks, and warm breezes swing swamp grass, marking the banks by the kayak docks. Very pink and tangerine streak the sky as pine perfumes the air spiced in musk. Sunshine adds the glow to khaki clouds, tinting the edges, the color of corn husks. Those clouds float rolling on the horizon, then sunset glitters on the creek at dusk. Blush and orange darken to sangria hues, shaded with plum purple over mahogany, striped with pomegranate and persimmon, covering every inch that eyes can see. Twilight arrives to chase the sun as it sets. Now starlight freckles dot the blue ebony. Chromium halo lights dress the opal moon, trapping beams in the circle as they shine. And as my brain travels to the view of you, moonbeams and the imagination combine, battling the magnetism that fuels fantasies. A scream that breaks the silence is mine. End poem.
Wow. This is stunning. First off, I got to tell you, I love dragonflies in any form, but dragonflies and canny turtles in one particular stanza is like a fusion of like reality and fantasy. It's like you're walking through Peter Pan's land, and I don't know, I just see this vision of, I don't know why I see Peter Pan, but I see Peter Pan and, you know, these woods and the poppies, and you're walking through. It's kind of like a cartoon also of Mary Poppins as, you know, they walk through and flowers open and everything like that. But it's also like set so true to some a beautiful day that you're just relaxing in, and you're in the North Carolina mountains, or you're in somewhere, you know, just peaceful for you. So it's like a fusion of true your reality and your illusions, and I thought that was really beautiful. It's just full of color, imagery, and peace, and I love that fusion that very few people can do, and you have a way of doing that. Very
thank
beautiful.
You, my sweet. Awesome comment.
And Ragintour, thank you.
Yeah, I thought it was beautiful, Deb. The setting that you paint, it started off, I felt more, you know, kind of a house on the lake kind of a deal. It's removed, so it's not like, you know, one of those big touristy type places. But, you know, at the same time, you know, it was definitely like part of the scenery. And it was all your favorite things that you were describing. You know, you're appreciating the scenery for what it is. And, you know, the dragonflies are involved in it, and the turtles are in it. And, you know, it's all those things. But then when you get to, like, you know, the really juicy stuff towards the end, that's when you know, you kind of scream. And I thought that was a lovely, you know, interlude and leading up to that, because, you know, it made it flow well, and it made it just, you know, it almost shift you know, kind of like a breeze. You know, you started off kind of slow and you know, all the little details that you picked up almost a little at a time as they start to hit you, but almost in the order of, you know, how they hit, how hard they hit you. It's like, you know, you're getting hit with the little subtle things at first, and then, you know, the more relevant things, and then the more meaningful things, and then, oh, yeah. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. Amazing comment. I appreciate it very much. The turtles, I put them in there because they're kind of fascinating. They really do sit on the rocks and or the pieces of driftwood and mm-hmm. just tan in the sun, and the dragonflies are all over the yard. And the turtles literally walk up into the backyard. The female digs a hole. She lays her eggs in there. She covers up the hole, and she never comes back again. And you make it out born later and run. They go directly to the water. How they know where the creek is, I have no idea, but it's really cool. And the dragonflies, I don't know if they like to torture the turtles, but you see them same time off. And the dragonflies, little swarms, fly up over and see what everybody else, all the other critters are doing here on the bank of the Muddy Run Creek. So it's a cool backyard.
They don't torture
Very
them.
Cool.
They provide shelter. They buzz over them so no other animal gets to them.
Well, they're
just
quiet.
I think if they enough, the turtles eat
and
them.
They're warm and cozy, and then these little beautiful, and the turquoise colors of some of these dragonflies are incredible. But yeah, it seems like they zoom in, trying to torture.
Dragonflies are spiritual beings. I'm a big thing of the dragonfly being, you know, the one that carries spirits of those you love with them and all of that. I'm big on that. Dragonflies are very
uh-huh.
mystical for me.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Cool.
I don't know why, but that's they are. They are. I love their colors. I love their. They're ugly when you get up close to them, but their colors are beautiful when they're flying.
Did they feel alien?
The dragonflies get big here. They're almost
they
as big as the hummingbirds. Around here.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
They're very big. Oh, yeah. All right, so I'm not going to give you a break for reading, Deb. I'm going to have you read Kay, who's right on the board, right under you, please.
I can do that. Let me get back there. I was just putting something in your inbox, so let me get my butt back to a team of voices. And
okay.
There's Kay. Okay. This is called Dwelling in Shadows of Gray by Kay. Here we go. On the edge, in coming back, her air was fresh and symbols stacked, harbored upon the sea. Cherry blossom red, shawled stoic shouldering her. Abounding mane, briny, twixt saltwater tones. Plentitude shallow and cerulean coral, the cistern's tallies. Benediction in islands blessed as boons of amenity, whistle secrets, and poem.
Wow, that's gorgeous. I love her descriptions. Kay always has this incredible way of writing. I love Shawl Stoic shouldering her. I think that has so many like expressive ways of doing something. Shawl stoic, like, I don't know, trying to put what I want to say into words because it has so many different, like, meanings. Like, to be shawled means to be covered, to be, you know, wrapped in. And then stoic is always something burdensome or serious, and it's all shouldering her. So to be covered in all this seriousness, to be, you know, just burdened with it. I just, that metaphor type of writing that she does, I just felt the heaviness of that. And then you go down to benedictions, echoes, and islands blessed. You know, the benedictions, that's another great word to talk about it, echoes. But the islands are blessed. You know, and then anonymity, whistled secrets. I think he has this way of putting in, on the surface, you know, it's this beautiful serenity, but when you go into what she's really talking about, she mixes this sadness and this heaviness into this, you know, don't forget I'm here and you're not going to go far without me and you're not going to be, I'm burdened with this and this is where we're at. So I really... into this, like, this is pretty and you see this, but don't forget this is going to be heavy on us and this is going to be something you're not going to be able easily to say we're not there, or we're not together, or this is going to be something we're going to have to live with. At least that's the way I see it. I could be always wrong. It's very, very K. And Deb, your thoughts on this?
Well, yeah, I really like always like her metaphors, but I mean, this is 49 words, and it's filled with great images, and I really, really love the correlation between the spiritual feel and the words she pulled in to add to it, like you mentioned, like the benedictions and the plenitudes, and it's just like. Cherry blossom, red-shawled stoics shouldering her. So you got sights and sounds and emotions, and you're left with a spiritual feel in the whistled secrets at the end. So it's just like it's a gorgeous brevity. I've said this before to Kay and to Stephen, but it's a lot harder to score a 10 on brevity with just a hand, especially 49 words. But it is. It's a 10. It's a medal winner. It's an outstanding brevity, and it was my honor to be her reader. It was a great year.
And Rocky Horror.
Well, you know, she kind of honed in on the same thing I did in the sense of the spiritualness. That was the word that jumped right into my head. I don't know if it's Catholic upbringing or what, but when I hear words like benediction and whatnot, that's where my brain goes. It sounded like, you know, she's talking about a lot of things that she's thankful about, you know, and that she's blessed, at least to me. And, you know, but, you know, what do I see? I mean, I really appreciated it. Like you say, you know, she uses some beautiful metaphors and there's a lot of emotion wrapped in it. It's she's coming from, you know, a place that she knows of, but she's writing in such a way that it can be interpreted in different ways. So, you know, it's not just one person that it's going to appeal to. You know, it's hard to do that because, you know, sometimes you write something, it's so specific, you know, unless you know the people involved or the situation involved, you can't appreciate it. But, you know, there's a way to translate that into something that everybody understands when you pull the camera back and you know, talk more about the feeling of it, that everyone can be like, oh, you know, I can relate to that. You know, and I think that's what she did. You know, there's probably something very specific she was thinking of when she wrote it, but she wrote it in such a way that you could still appreciate the beauty of it and, you know, the spiritualness of it. So, amazing piece, Kay.
Absolutely. All right. And I know Stephen is going to join us after his show, which I believe ends at 9 o'clock, correct? Or in 20 minutes. I don't know what time it is out in the Eastern Coast world. It's 9 o'clock in my time. I look at my clock. It's 8:40. Let's see what else I have in my world.
10:40 here. 10:40.
Okay, yeah. I have a poem by WSP. It was really funny because I wrote him a note, say, hey, I've got a show I'm doing for Pretty Bird, blah, blah, blah. I said, if you want, drop a poem. And he's like, you want me to come up with a poem now? And I'm like, no. Anything, just give me a poem. So he sent me this one. It was really, he's such a good writer. Even though I'm pretty sure he could just write me a poem right now if I asked him to. This is Mary in the Garden. Okay. So before I start, does anybody have any idea how to say the whatever cottage that is?
Cottage?
Well, not you. Okay. Deb.
If you want to spell it.
K-A-G-E-N.
Skagen.
Skagen?
I think it's Skagen.
It's in Copen. Skagen or Skagen?
I think it's Skagen.
Tomato, tomato, sweetheart. Pick one.
Oh, good. Skagen, Skagen. Skagen comes off my lips a little easier, so. We're going to go with that one.
There's your answer.
I have Skagen, Skagen, Skagen. I don't know. I'm just going to roll with it as I read. We'll see what comes out of my brain. Soft Danish sun cozies the Skagen cottage through zinc white roses, ornate the fair garden. They were like the baby's breath of the bouquet, mere accessories to the imperial centerpiece. Marie, dressed in flowing daisy white dress, casually reclined and reading in the cool shade, honey milk air gently caressed like a mother soothing a family dog to rest by her feet. Beautiful woman of the Copenhagen, muse, wife, fresh grass and roses sway in delicate breeze, comfort together like a home cooked stew. The scene may have been Peter's best work, though the furniture is uncertain. This moment of love is immortalized. End poem.
Wow.
This is gorgeous. I think it's, I love his description. Marie dressed in flowing white daisy dress, casually reclined in a reading in the cool shade. Can almost feel it. Just laying there, you know, dog at her feet. It's almost like a scene I would be in. Sometimes I have three dogs at my feet. I'm not so sure it's soothing, but they're always there. Oh, I really just thought this was gorgeous. I'm assuming that Peter Potter's it's about a painting. I'm not sure because it says artwork inspired from, and it just seems, he's describing the painting. Poems in regards to Peter's servants, courtiers, and I'm sure I am totally screwing up this name, so I apologize. I am not very good with names of other languages. Heck, I'm not even good with names in English. Rose is a beautiful word created early on their marriage while they were renting a college. Cottage. See, I told you, even English isn't my first language. my first language is Southern slang. So there you go. Tev, what did you think of this?
Well, on a side note, you said animal or dogs at my feet, and I don't know if that's soothing, and I'm pretty sure I heard a WTF. What do you mean it's not soothing in the background come from the dog in perfect timing, just saying. But in the meantime, the poem is gorgeous. I think you did great with the read. Mere accessories to the ephemeral centerpiece, ephemeral. See, ephemeral, not tomato, tomato. Anyway, I just butchered that word. Damn. Honey milk air gently caresses like a mother soothing the family dog to rest by her feet. I really like that. I can just picture you telling Amadeus, no, mommy's trying to host the show, and he's like, Amadeus is too, mommy. Beautiful woman of Copenhagen, muse, wife, fresh grass and roses sway in a delicate breeze. There, in that stanza right there, it's just a list of things that tickle the fancy and is a muse to write. And I like that wife is one of those. I thought that this came out really gorgeous. And the closing couplet there, to the future, though the future is uncertain, this moment of love is immortalized. It's an absolutely beautiful poem, great closing, and I guess I just can't properly read tonight, so sorry about that.
And Raconteur.
This was gorgeous. I'm glad he submitted this. I mean, there's a sense of serenity to it, and the beauty of you know, a place that he's. It sounds. I would bet that he's been there if he's not from there. You know, Copenhagen. He's the things that he describes. You know, you kind of don't have to be from there to appreciate what he's talking about. But you know, at the same time, you could tell that it's specific to the area that he's describing, because he gets into some of those details, and then, you know, when he mentions his wife and whatnot, he kind of adds those attributes to that. So you know, there's such a beauty to the whole thing overall. It's just kind of carries you away, almost like, you know, uplifting, without being any preachy at all or anything. It's just, you know, beautiful observation and serene. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too. And Deb, thank you for your link. That helped a lot. Instead of me going through all my stuff, that was perfect. Yeah.
I'm glad.
Now I have to go to Rax.
I'm on my way to Rax.
Those are poems
in your inbox too.
I have to apologize. Mine is shorter. My list is definitely shorter than hers. I have to apologize.
Well, she's been like my mentor in person since like the first day I came on AP. So
yeah,
you
have
to remember that.
Her.
I've been around here a lot longer. That's kind of the way it is.
That doesn't stop me from stalking you.
No, it hasn't stopped you from stalking me, and that's fine. I like a good stalker. A good stalker, not a bad stalker. There's a big difference, so try to remember that, people.
I appreciate the distinction.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's a big distinguish. You're a distinguished stalker. Let's just go with that. Oh, my goodness. I like that. Let's see. Oh, good Lord. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to go down your list. Oh, my goodness. That's probably... This is probably my absolute favorite, which is White Bird Dahlia. That's definitely. Oh, yeah, Sanatorium is probably one of my my good ones. We all like that one. Batman. Good old Batman. Wow, that's crazy. You have quite the list, don't you?
You have quite the poems.
But then you're asking me for like 70 more.
Well, you got mine and Rags and the one you already chose. That must be pretty close.
Yeah, pretty close.
There's got to be an overlap between...
Some of them, yeah, I'm sure there is.
Not to mention the
one... I can't even remember some of these.
Some of them in there, too. So all you have
I'm
left
randomly
is Stephen. My phone is dying. I don't know how long it's going to last.
That's fine. I've got like 6 minutes before he gets here, so, and then he's going to read, and then I'm going to say goodnight.
All right, cool.
So,
it's too late. You already said goodnight.
And you guys have a show tomorrow night, or is Hatter going to be up for a show Saturday night?
There's no show tomorrow, but I won't know about Saturday, which the Hatter's topic is keys. But because he has COVID, I don't know if he'll be up to it. So I'll check tomorrow, and he'll make the call, and then I'll let everybody know. And if not, then on Monday.
Personal prompt Monday.
Personal prompt. Yeah, and it's the artist is Marcella Bolivar, and the art is really twisted and freaky and sure to inspire. Like, you know, there's a burning bed in one of the shots, and there's
clouds. I don't think I've looked at it.
And I think you chose this really cool hoodie one in red, sweet.
I gotta look at what I chose.
Yeah, she's got a red hoodie on, and it's like...
Red Riding Hood.
Yeah, not exactly, because it's like, it's got these, like, roots, but the roots are red. Anyway, I'm anxious to see what we'll come up with, because this artist is really, really clever. And then, aside from the color word bank that I am now always putting at the bottom... this one actually has a word bank with words like artifacts and ambulances and barricades.
Oh.
Some really cool words in it. So
I don't remember. I remember why I picked her. Yeah. Okay. I got to look at the picture,
right.
But I remember.
I'm looking forward to that.
I remember. Yeah.
But I'll let everybody know about Saturday for sure as soon as I know.
Okay. And then I don't know what you got going on next Thursday, but. Hopefully we can read you
the rain date.
What the flock as soon as we can. Yeah, the rain date.
Yeah, I am looking.
Well, if the Monday comes Tuesday, and I think Sweet has a show on Tuesday, doesn't she?
I do.
Yeah.
It's going to be Mystics, Mysteries, or Mystics, Mysteries, Miracles, or Meh.
I thought you did that one already.
No, I did, this is kind of a follow-up to what I did last week.
Oh, okay.
It's like part two.
Okay, I see.
Because
no,
we
I
did faith
see.
And...
I
right.
Mystics, Mysteries.
Right. So I think we might have lost Deb. Her phone died.
No, I was talking to my damn mute button. I said, as far as Pretty Bird, the 11th or the 18th are both open. So if one of those work for her, she can grab either one as her rain date. And I'm looking forward to your Tuesday because last week's topic was really awesome, and this one looks like it's going to be as well.
Yeah. All right, I've got Blood Puddles up. I haven't read
puddles.
This one. This was on your list. blood puddles. Yeah, so we're going to see what this one's about. Walking on cobblestone streets, lost in magnolia's perfume, he baited my neophyte dreams. Jewels of blue hypnotized my eyes, blinded to the blisters of his hands, sight set on my perfection for my God. The intensity of my negligence began, changed behavior on his command. Water rising, I set myself up to drown. I swam into the turbulence of my demise, wrapped like a pork loin in twine, all advice politely declined. Darkness overcame my shine, tortured my moments of kindness, no one wipes the blood dripping in my eyes. Spine recalls the art of standing tall, feet walked wandering to his calls, marionette puppet on strings. Ebony fires of hell burn in shadows, puppeteer of destruction he admires. Pull the strings and I become the murderous monster. Wickedness seeps from ropes to skin. Evilness taught me, the student, how to win. A demon breathes inside my breast. Puppet says, master says I'm his puppet. In quiet defiance I decline. Wrist wrapped in twine will unwind. He has no knowledge of the day. I took the strings and started to play. He walks in darkness hiding away. I am light and have perfect show. Smile through the camera's glow. Not a suspect as blood pours into puddles and pulp.
Yes. You know, I enjoy the almost theme of the string because, you know, I'm a bit of a foodie. So the minute you mentioned wrapping up the lump about the pork loin, was it? Did you mention loin? I mean, I so easily pictured that. And then, you know, it just went on from there when you went into the puppet and the idea of the puppet. But the other bit of thing that you do with this is you know, you somewhat description of the person that you're, you know, enamored with, the blue, you know, I'm picking out his eyes in that, obviously, and the interaction, how you got, you know, kind of sucked in by it, and then the overall game of you know, the puppeteering and manipulation and the pain involved, and it's almost like, you know, be careful, but, you know, don't poke the bear, you know, you're playing with fire almost, and, you know, you don't realize it, but, you know, and your words kind of give that away, I think, but in such a sweet manner, because, you know, that's the other thing that you do that I always love. You know, you make it sound so innocent and welcoming, and when you really get to the guts of what you're trying to say or what you are saying, it's like, you know, wait a second, let me think about that again for a minute. Ouch. I really appreciated that, sweet. I thought it was wonderful.
Thank you.
And what'd you think?
Well, for starters, let me read what I wrote originally. It says, this is so damn incredible, sweet, and just one more poem that proves why you are our queen of darkness. This is emotionally powerful, and the imagery is outstanding. Wow. And she's got stuff in here like, I swam into the turbulence of my demise, wrapped like a pork loin in twine, all advice. Politely declined. I can see that. I can feel sweet attitude right there. And ebony fires of hell burn in shadows. Puppeteer of destruction he admires. Pull the strings and I become the murderous monster. Yeah, you are awesome. And my phone is crapping out. I'm going to go. Love and respect.
Okay.
Hello,
603. How are you? Say hi.
Hi.
Yes. Hi. How are you, Sky?
Lisa. How are you?
How you been, darling?
I've been good. Been good. First week of chasing children around. It's fun.
Yay, chasing the children around. Not any different than chasing me around.
Sounds like
no, I'm really not kidding. I'm really not kidding. I got a walkie-talkie on me at all times, and I got sneakers. But I do. I love them. They're really good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Getting ready to figure out what to do with my mother-in-law, who's probably going to be dismissed from the rehab center on the 12th, and no clue what we're going to do. So we'll figure all that out.
Sure, you.
But other than that, we'll manage. What did you bring me tonight? What lovely things did you bring?
I brought a poem. I have not, I've not written, it says, let's see, my last poem was a month ago, and that really is accurate because that's the last time I wrote. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. I've been, like, just not writing anything. But I brought you something I wrote last month.
Okay. It's open poetry. I don't care if it was 10 years ago, as long as it's by you.
Okay. All right. You want me to put it on the board? Are you ready for it?
I'm ready for it.
Okay, let's see. This is the wrong place. Oh, I missed you, Reed. Okay, I'll have to go back. I'll bookmark that. Blood puddles?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna,
blood puddles.
I'll just book. All right, I'll bookmark that. Okay, so this is called Pocket Conclave by Sky Darkholm. There are pockets of coin lyrics that have yet to pay, a revolving jukebox of unpolished manuscripts, costly in their conclave, little dressed-up pine needles that prick fingers when palms reach, when wells wish on old superstitions and call war on dream operettas. And I am left to play musical chairs, an imitation of meat strewn through smiling teeth, a rabbit-proof fence along each border, crop circles that drift in the air, undiscovered in their familiar hut. And is its enemy mine, an obscure flat thing, mirrored gaunt and white, filling pocket with chasers, tide drifts that hang long, that have long since gone out, but still hungry, still poor, 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 watching poachers on either side, helicopter hums and wolf bullets waiting to sting its kill, till that obscure flat thing is face down, till it shuffles out its last coin, that old oak leaf rattler, to those fretted diary spokes, pushed down, 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 into skeleton cabins, hollow caskets that lie belly side up when the music stops. And Paul.
Wow. Pockets of coin lyrics I have yet to play. Little dressed up pine needles like prick fingers. When well wishes on old superstitions, I'm left to play musical chairs. And is its enemy mine. I love that line. And is its enemy mine? That's a damn good question. Watching poachers on the other side, helicopter hums and wolf's bullets waiting to sting its kill. Till it shuffles out its last coin. Till the spreaded diary spokes push down, down, down when the music stops. Poor, poor, poor. This is very interesting coming from you. It's a little abstract from you, something I'm not used to seeing. You're very much a detailed storyteller. And I see this more abstract, but interesting. a War on Dreams off of
I have I like to flit and strew. So I have quite a bit of an abstract. You tend to get more of my stories, definitely. I tend to bring more of my stories to you. But I do like this. If you break this down, there are, you know, that I do have a point.
I understand the point, yes. But I'm just saying your imagery is fabulous.
It is
it's
very
fantastic.
Yeah, it's very abstract metaphor.
It is very abstract metaphor, but it is brilliant in its abstract metaphor. And I, like I said, the key, like you started off, and then to me, the unlocking of the key is its enemy mine, but still hungry, still poor, poor, poor. I love that little vase. I just found it fascinating. But no, hollow casket that lie belly side up when the music stops. May your ghost ever stop following you, my dear. But no. Brilliant, dear. Brilliant, brilliant. And
dreams
are asking for your thoughts. What are they?
Oh, I was just saying,
I'm sorry,
dreams and wishes can be a thing of tossing a coin, definitely. Yes.
So, like life, a lot of times, you know, we think in terms of ourselves. So, there's bits and pieces of this that I can't help but think of my own life, because when you say finger stick to a diabetic. That's the first thing that goes into your mind is those damn finger sticks that you have to do when to test your blood. So I'm sure that has absolutely nothing to do with what you wrote, but you know, that's just where my warped brain went, because you know, that's my life and my reality. But the rest of it was, you know, my experiences and the things that I've come to know about Sky. So, you know, you talk about music and coins and even, you know, her love of books. When she says enemy mine, my mind flashes to book versus movie, because that was a movie, Enemy Mine. So even though it's the title of a movie, I know you're not referencing the movie. At least I don't think you are, because, you know, it's no aliens in this. But it's just, you know, it's one of those things that I can't help but, like, you know, okay, wait a minute. I have to sort through this a lot harder, because the way that I think and you know, I know it's not that. And I'm trying to do it, like I said, in terms of myself, not in what I think what you're really trying to say. So I get lost. But, you know, it's still, you know, the appreciation for the way you write and the beauty of the metaphors and the way that you look at things, it's still, you know, I don't really need to understand much more than, you know, the beauty on the surface of it and rather than trying to dig through, you know, why. You know, I like the idea of the music and whatnot. It sounds like you're talking about a relationship, but, you know, now I'm going to, you know, I don't want to try and psychoanalyze anything. It's just, you know, what I hear. So, you know, it's beautiful. That's kind of what it makes me think of overall. You know, you're talking about the coins and the lyrics and you know, maybe it's a failed relationship because you're winding up on your belly. With your belly up, was it that you said? So, you know, that's, you know, exposed and, you know, vulnerable. But it's still beautiful overall. So I really enjoyed it, Sky.
Thank you, Rat. I think the thing about abstract, a lot of time for people that say things are abstract, I think that the key thing about that is that you're expressing really emotions, and that's why it can be taken in different ways. So, like, rereading this, I can see I can see your view on the relationship. This was more about, you know, aging and when you're young and having, you know, all these you know, coins in your pocket that you're chucking down wells and wishing, and then, you know, and then going down to the island left to play musical chairs, that kind of idea where, you know, every you get a bunch of chairs and then all of a sudden someone pulls one away and you're left on your butt, you know?
Right.
And, so yeah, thank you.
Brilliant. But you're always brilliant. You missed the greatest show ever last week, though, I'm just going to say. Just to let you know.
What, on when? On last, what?
Tuesday. But I'm doing part two.
What was it?
Oh.
My fake fantasy or tomfoolery.
The what? I'm sorry, say that. I'm sorry.
The director. The one we talked about on the phone. The Titan. Fate. Tomfoolery.
Oh, yes, yes.
Do you believe in fate? It's a great show.
Yeah.
She's in there. I missed you.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to say anything. I am like, yeah.
She's up the
I've
river
been trying,
without
I wanted
I know,
to go
I
to the,
to you.
I wanted
so
to go to the show
to
last night. I know. I wanted to go to the, well, you know what it is too, that I'm waking up now at 6 a.m., which is even earlier than I normally wake up because I'm going out and exercising at 6 a.m. because I'm too tired to exercise after work.
I know.
So then I end up taking a nap after work because I woke up so early. It's just like, I'm like a hot mess.
I'm fine with it. We talked. I'm good. I know how your day is. It's horrible.
I know. Well, no, it's a fun. It's
I'm
fun. I've been just trying to balance my time and all poetry used to get all my time. All my free time used to go to all
and now
poetry.
And
I just can't do that. I can't. Yeah.
I understand.
I'd love to. I would love to. I would love to devote, but I just can't. Yeah. So I got to learn a little balance. But I do want to say hi, and I love you, and I wanted to read you a poem.
You accomplished that.
I did.
I know. I'm so happy. I'm so happy that you did. I really am. But I understand this.
I'm going to go look at your topic right now.
I haven't put it up yet.
Oh,
I'm putting it up as we speak.
Okay.
I know. I'm doing miracles, mystic miracles, and I don't know what the other word I should use. Mystic miracles and maybes, I think that's what I'm going to call it.
That's awesome.
What do you think? That worked?
Sure.
Yeah. As I'm on the radio, you guys are helping me put up my thing.
I
want to talk
mirage.
About the world. Yeah. I think that's what we should talk about. You know, what do you believe in? Like, life is mayhem? I like that.
Mayhap.
Murals and mayhem.
No, mayhaps.
Mayhaps.
M-A-Y-H-A-P-S,
right?
M-A-Y-H-A-P-S.
M-A-Y.
Mayhap.
That's what I had that at first point. I don't know why I said, no, it's not that. Yeah, got it. Mm-hmm.
You can send mirages.
All right.
And you can get really clever with words and mystic. What was your first one? Mystic what?
Mystic miracles
mayhap.
Or mayhap.
Hold on. You both talked. What did you say, sweet?
Mystic miracles or mayhap.
Yeah, and then you can just tack on perhaps at the end and make it really gibbery.
Gibbery? You want me to make it gibbery?
Yeah, watch. Watch.
Okay.
Watch. Put perhaps at the end of that sentence and say put perhaps at the end of that sentence and then say it again. Yeah, I like bubbly tongue twisters. Watch. Go ahead. say it all together now, but just put all perhaps right. at the very end. Okay.
Mystics, miracles, and mayhaps, perhaps.
Yeah.
Mystic miracles, mayhaps, perhaps. Should I put a question mark after that?
Yeah, but you gotta have a comma after the mayhaps, though. And like, perhaps.
I do.
You know?
Or and you could
like
have an ellipse.
Mystic miracles, mayhaps, perhaps. I got it.
Yeah. So. I don't know. I just like tongue twisters. Don't you just love tongue twisters?
I do love them.
Almost as much as tongue twisters.
So. Oh, my God. Ouch, ouch. So, now I've got to just figure out what we're going to talk about. Do you...
Can we talk about mystic?
Do you believe...
I've got a mystic poem.
How's that song going? Something about what they're talking about?
Let's give them something to talk about.
There you go. Yep.
Yeah. That's the one.
I'm going to do mystic mysteries, miracles.
Oh, I like that even better.
All right, there we go.
Loving this title. So do you still have your barbarian poem that you did for D&D?
Yes. Yes.
So bring it with you Saturday night, and you can share it again, because I'm doing Conan the Barbarian.
Barbarian.
Double feature.
Awesome.
Yeah,
you
well,
know
I'm
that
doing
I
Conan
the
Barbarian.
Do you know I got a front page pick with one of my D&D poems?
I did. I saw that. I did. You deserve it. You did. But we're doing Conan the Barbarian and Conan the Destroyer, double feature on Saturday. So bring, if you don't have another barbarian poem or whatever, bring that one again, because I would love to hear it again. So bring that one again and give it to me.
How did that quote go, Sky, about something your enemies see them driven before you and hear the lamentations of the women?
Oh, yeah. What is the meaning of life? And he's like, damn, what is it? He said something like that, yeah. And he says, to crush your enemies or something like that. You had to crush your enemies and hear the lamentations of a woman, but there was something in between.
Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentations of their women.
Yes, yes. That's the one.
What?
Quoting Conan the Barbarian.
It's somewhat famous because Arnold said it, so you have to say it in that accent. Yeah. Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentations of their women.
When James Earl Jones starts like really getting kind of evil and commanding in there, I just see Darth Vader. I can't help it. I know, and the ironic thing is that he wasn't even in the suit. Another guy was in the suit. He was the one doing the voice, but I still see Darth Vader. He's being all crazy. And he's like, I don't know, it's just, yeah. He has such a commanding voice. My son. And then at the very end when he goes, you are my son, I'm like, Simba. I don't know. I just can't help it. Anyway.
Oh, good Lord.
Sorry, sweet. Sorry.
No, you're fine. I'm good with it.
Okay. And just so you know, sweet, I'm going camping again at the end of September, which is this month.
With the
so
same
I'm switching
group of
my
people?
Show. No, I'm not, no. Well, I'm going with the same people.
Are you
going
to go?
I'm going with the same two friends that I went with, but not with the big group that I went with. I'm going with my two friends who are married. And then but we're not going in like the big group. We're just going camping together. So I am switching my show to Tuesday, but I'm going to make out, it'll be at 8, so it won't interrupt you at all. Because I can't do it on Saturday because I'll be gone. Not at the end of September, just so you know. It won't overlap. I'll be on at 8.
Storyboards?
Did you have another question about camping?
Just wanted to know if maybe this time you would go with the male faction and have better food.
No, but we were talking about doing like we were talking to a camp that traditionally hosts male-centered camping trips and doing like a her versus him thing with the two groups. So I think they were talking something about it. And I know you're following me here. Rack is definitely following me because he's giggling.
Right.
But, yeah.
she does the weenie roasts.
Yeah, but I was so, yeah, because I got it all wrong. I was thinking white, crisp, linen sheets, good dinners, but I was wrong. Instead, it was softball games and beer and burpee, which I was very confused
by. It wasn't
but
softball.
Anyway.
It was cornhole, okay? It was cornhole and washer toss. Cornhole, washer toss, and lazy river tubing and hikes.
Okay.
There was no softball.
Birkenstock.
All right.
Did you know Birken was actually a method of suffocation documented in forensics? There was a man named Birken that would kill people by sitting on their chest and holding his hand over their face, and it became known as Birkening.
Did anybody invest any stocks in this practice? I thought that was quick. That was very quick for me.
That was brilliant. That was very quick. All right.
For me, it was. I'm not usually that quick.
I thought you were brilliant, just so that you know.
I'm not clever.
Smart,
there's like a difference. Like I know really
smart,
random
clever.
Stuff that I know. Not when it comes to like on the spot clever. I'm not that great. Like when people tell me jokes, like it takes me a minute. Like I have to figure it out, and I figure it out long after everybody else does. So like my friend, she's like, I'm just gonna stick you on the side of the road with a 5-cent sticker that says random facts, and you know, because I just always will say, hey, you know, and she's like, how do you remember all this? Like, what do you even do with your life? And I'm like, I don't know. But when it comes to like quick-witted things, I don't have it, and that's okay. Everybody has their own thing, but like. Rack just spits them out like he doesn't even have to try. And sometimes, and then if he hears me pause, he'll be like, no, she doesn't get it. I'm going to have to explain this one.
All right, I put my topic board up there for you.
Okay, let's see. Discussion. Mystics, mysteries, miracles, Mystic mysteries.
Miracles may have.
What did I do wrong?
Mystic mysteries, miracles.
May have, perhaps.
I would have went mystic mystery, miracle, just because it's you could have like hyphenated the word. People might get confused if you write that, though. They might be like, what are mystic miseries? They wouldn't have gotten the, you know, so that's good.
The line's only so long.
I love it.
There
what
you
is
go.
Life to you? Do you believe in miracles? Isn't that a song?
Do you believe in magic?
I know that one, but that's not the one I was singing. Do you believe in magic? What happens when a butterfly flaps their wings? This is very deep, sweet.
Why do you sound surprised?
I'm not surprised. I'm just telling. There's no cows.
There we go.
Are we past the cows? And cows
Are we
put
past
away?
The cows?
She put
cows
the cows out.
Away. They're back in the barn. Although I've got to tell you something that happened to me today. Okay, so this was really, really weird. So I went to get an MRI on my shoulder, right? And this guy asked me for my heart card, which I haven't pulled out since I had my surgery because I'm like, who really needs your heart card? But he asked me for my heart card. And I'm like, yeah, I've got it somewhere in my wallet. He goes, well, I need it. I can't give you an MRI without your heart card. So I pull out my heart card. He flips it on the back and he's reading it. He goes, whenever you have an MRI, you have to give me your heart card. I'm like, well, nobody ever told me this. But on the back of my heart card, it tells them how much they can do, like how much magnetic stuff they can do or how what the temperature has to be or anything like that when they do these types of tests, because my heart can only take so much because technically my cow is an implant. So it gave them all the instructions, and I never knew that. You would think that someone would tell me that.
They would have
all
told
they were
you that, yeah.
Carry the card in your wallet at all times. If
yeah,
you
should
know,
probably.
My heart has its own little ID. Okay. Hold on, Stephen's here. Let's let him in.
Oh, I was waiting till you were done talking to tell you, but I was also logging into the studio so I could press the doorbell for you, because I wanted to press it, and now it's too late. You stole my thunder.
You could still ring the bell.
Ding dong.
You can ring the bell if you.
Ding dong.
The witch is there. The wicked witch is there. Hi, Steve.
Because I had to sign out. I don't usually sign in here unless I do a show, so I'm not like automatically. Signed
like
in.
Happy.
Okay.
Well, neither
yeah,
am I.
And the only time I did sign in, that's when the lemon icy problem happened.
Oh. I don't know what the lemon icy thing is, but okay.
Oh, Stephen would love to tell you the story if he has time. I don't know if he's a reader runner, but he would love to tell you the story if he has time.
Well, that's a wonderful story. And if I could remember the date of the show, I would always go back there. I used to go back there and listen to it just for the hell of it because it was so funny. We were talking about an episode of King of Queens while we were over at a Poetic Slice of Life where Heffernan yells out, well, Lemon Icy is doing an imitation of Arthur. And I just kept saying we should get that in the studio. And Skye went and she grabbed it and put it in our studio. But didn't realize she was logged into a Team of Voices studio. She thought she was in ours, and she had uploaded it to Team of Voices. And she kept hitting the button, trying to get it to make the noise over in our studio, but it was making the noise over on Deb and Hatter. And Deb and Hatter wondering, what the hell is going on?
Oh, huh? I kept pressing it because I was like, I don't understand why it's not working. So I'm
thinking, oh,
so all
great.
I hear, all I hear is, really loud. And then I finally figured it out, and I was so mortified. I sent them a message. I'm like, I am so sorry. So then Devin had her called over to Poetic Slice just to give me crap on air with their show combined with ours. It's working.
That's awesome.
I see.
That is a fabulous story. Oh, my God. That's great. I like that a lot.
Well, you got the studio. You could play the Lemon Icy clip right now.
Yeah, it is in the studio still. is that?
Oh, I just signed out. Oh my God. Okay, I'm gonna. If it's okay with Sweet, Sweet. If it's
right.
Okay with Sweet, I'll play it for Sweet. If that's okay with.
Okay, and of course it's fine.
You do that cow way too well. Okay. Are you ready?
I got it. Yes.
Oh, good. You got it? Okay, so it took me like 8 hours.
I got it.
Okay.
That's what they were hearing on repeat.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Out of just randomness. People just randomness. Oh, my God. Because that would be like, usually like, you'd be like, Hatter, what are you doing? Hatter, stop it.
Yes.
She was blaming Hatter. And he's like, it's really not.
I would be to be Hatter, knock it off. Hatter, stop it. Oh, that's fabulous. Oh, God. That's great.
When was the last time anybody had a lemon icy?
So, Stephen, I have to ask you, I know you sent a poem in for my show last week. What did you think of the book I was talking about? Did you get to look at it or read anything about it?
Just basically what you had said. I didn't have time to really look into it, but I do plan on it because it sounds like really, really freaky and interesting.
It really is freaky and interesting. Only because I know you're kind of like into the freaky. I'm telling you what, I'm reading that book right now, and it is totally freaking me out. Like bizarre, freakanoid kind of stuff.
Well, the freakiest thing you mentioned about that book, and I have to point this out, is because people want to say that maybe the guy got the idea from reading it, and then you mentioned that it wasn't published. It was only sent to the publishers, and it never hit the general population. So the only people that read it were potential publishers, and the book never got published until after the movie.
Right. Not the movie, the wreck. Yeah, it was never, ever published. The book had never been published. So the Titanic couldn't have been built based on the book, or somebody got an idea based on the book, because the book was never published. It was only sent, there was only 50 copies of the book. So
I'm totally cynical. And, like, there's so many books in the world. I mean, when they said, oh, COVID happened because of Stephen King's The Stand. It's
right.
A coincidence. I don't know. I'm cynical. But there are so many. I'm not really cynical, but I am a little bit about that. But, I mean, there's so many books in the world. If you go through history and you look at saying, oh, there was a pandemic, the same kind of pandemic back in the early 1800s, and you can go back and you see these loops and you can see these coincidences. It's a lot of time. I mean, the chances of someone being able to pick out something and say, well, this is similar, is it uncanny and is it really bizarre and cool? Yeah. But I still think it's a coincidence. It's not like someone did this to mimic something. It's just an uncanny, very cool. Like,
listen.
Well, I get the cool when everybody's dead, but you know what I mean? Like, uncanny and, you know, bizarre fluke that's so close to something else that directly happens later on. That's just my opinion, though.
Okay, but listen to these words, okay? This is why it's uncanny. From the bridge engine room in a dozen places on her deck, the 92 doors of 19 watertight compartments could be closed in a half a minute by turning a lever. These doors would also close automatically in the presence of water. With 9 compartments flooded, the ship would still float. And as no known accident of the sea could possibly fill this many, the steamship Titan was considered practically unsinkable. Built of steel throughout and for passenger traffic only, She carried no combustible cargo to threaten her destruction by fire. And immunity from the demand for cargo space had enabled her designers to discard the flat kettle bottom of cargo boats and give her the sharp, dead rise or slant from the keel of a steam yacht. And this improved her behavior in a seaway. She was 800 feet long of 70,000 tons. Displacement 75,000 horsepower on her trial trip and had steamed at a rate of 25 knots an hour over the bottom. In short, she was a floating city containing within her steel walls all that tends to minimize the dangers and discomforts of the Atlantic voyage. Unsinkable, indestructible, she carried as few boats as would satisfy the laws. These 24 in number were securely covered and lashed down with their chocks on the upper deck, and as she launched, would hold 500 people. She carried no useless, cumbersome life rafts, but because the law required it, each of the 3,000 berths in the passenger, officers, and crew quarters contained a cork jacket, while about 20 circular life buoys were strewn along the rail. That description of the levers and the nine things are exactly how the Titanic was built. Not kind of, not maybe, not sort of, but exact.
So maybe the guy that wrote the book built the Titanic. No?
That's why it's so freaky. And then you go into what's other really weird.
Thanks, sweetie.
Is yeah. Oh, you got to read your poem. I'm sorry.
So,
I know,
read
your own. I apologize.
Lemon iced tea.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Stephen. I got carried away.
No, I understand. It's an interesting subject. And if I had more time, I'd hang for it, but I got
it. I know, and you got to get up and go to work, and I'd be in a pain in the butt. I really apologize. I just get really excited talking to people, you know, because you're one of those people I've talked to hours about this with.
Yeah, that's cool. So I brought one that I'm fairly proud of, actually. I wrote it for our show that we did last night on the movie A Place in the Sun, starring Montgomery Clift and Shelley Winters and Elizabeth Taylor. And I call this...
Oh, I love that movie.
It is a good movie. Yeah, I call this Your Desperation Will Drown in a Lake of Truth. Of a teetering and tottering dinghy upon the darkened tarn, with unwritten words upon the hull, but from lips the tallest yarn. Words that eyes refuse to see, that bleed into the water, daggers launched from shyest tongue, leading pure of thought to slaughter. Chubby hands do grip the gunwales, violently rocking starboard to port, that if capsize sends us overboard, it'll be you who drowns, in Candor's retort. End poem.
Oh, wow. You should be proud of this. Wow. A teetering, tottering dinghy upon the darkened tarn. That is an impressive line, just FYI. I really love this from the beginning to the end. Chubby hands to grip and Cantor's report. This is really impressive. Perfect rhyme. It's got everything, and it literally describes the death of, you know, those that, you know, lie and cheat and do all that, you know, and how bad he was. And it'll be you who drowns in Cantor's report. I really like this, Stephen. I really hope that, you know, it's got a lot of metaphor kind of. That I love words that eyes refuse to see that bleed into the water. And I like how you do the whole boat thing, too. I wish I knew some people that were liars and everything like that that would actually drown in their own stupidity. Skye, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought it was an excellent piece. And cuts straight to the point. Where did you say the shy tongue? that right here. The dagger's launch from Shia's tongue. I love that. Leading pure of thought to slaughter. Because I think it says something about naivety and, you know, those vulnerable parts of ourselves that can really be cut through and can be like going to the slaughter. And especially if you stick to your thought, I really thought that was a powerful piece. And of course, you know, I like the name of the title. I like how you dig right into it from the beginning. So when someone reads the title, they know exactly, they are already in the exact mindset in which you want them to understand and chew this, swallow this. And I love that you did that. And, and right here, the unwritten words upon the hull, how you use ship lingo because you're speaking about drowning. You're taking that, that internal metaphor and you're kind of strewning it throughout, even with the words like the hull. And then down to the capsize sends us overboard, keeping it throughout the piece, to use it as an internal metaphor throughout the entire thing and not just using it once and throwing it away, but actually building upon it. I really liked that. Really well done.
Thanks,
Kat. And Rack, you're welcome.
At the risk of a horrible pun, I want to say your use of language really anchors. I thought it was brilliant. The language itself makes the metaphor, and it just it kind of glows to me, you know, because of the meaning I can't get away from that. And that last line is a real mic dropper too. That it's really, really brilliant. When you talk about drowning and things like that, and you're talking about the words and the idea of the argument itself, they tie together so well. You know, it's just inescapable to me, and you know, it really. The fact that, you know, you didn't beat it to death, that you were able to do it in a brevity too, it's really brilliant, really brilliant.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, I do like this a lot. It's definitely one of my lists for, you know, Stephen's great poems. Because those that hurt the innocent through lies, they really should just drown in their own shame. I think it's brilliant. Although Sky is more eloquent at saying it, I get stumbled on my tongue because sometimes you do that to me. So thank you for bringing it to me. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, sweet.
You're welcome. Cheers. All right, guys. I think that's all my points. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What's up next in your world, by the way?
What's that?
What's coming up in your world?
Oh, in our world, what is coming up? Tomorrow night is the latest writing challenge show, the show about you could bring your first write that you ever dropped on All Poetry or write about something of a first, like first love, first kiss. That kind of thing. That's at 8 p.m. tomorrow night. And then after that, it's Sky with the late night double feature picture show with Sky Dark Home.
I love that.
Conan!
All right. We did talk about Conan.
Is that the Barbarian show?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the one we talked about earlier. Okay, Barbarians. Cool.
And I guarantee you, Stephen knows the quote.
What is the meaning of life?
What's the meaning of life, Stephen?
I'm not sure.
To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of the women.
I'm tired. I'm sorry. But yeah.
Go to bed. Go
whenever
to
I hear Barbarian now, I hear the guy who, Jacob Olens, the one that I do the spoofs on, and he goes, "Barbarian, I want to be a barbarian." No, no, I played it during the show.
Is that the cartoon Dave the Barbarian?
No. All right, she's trying to end her show. Thank you, sweet. Excellent show.
Excellent.
Talk to you later.
On the spot show. Excellent. All right, guys. Thank you for coming. Thanks for joining me. Thank you for having fun with me. Hopefully Pretty Bird will be back doing her show soon. And I won't be all excited about the craziness of this book. And you won't think it's just crazy and coincidental, even though that's who you are. Maybe you'll believe in miracles next weekend or next week or on Tuesday, whatever day I'm doing this, whatever freaking day it is. I think it's the 6th. I don't know. All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate everybody. Thanks for coming by, Scott. I always have fun when you're here. Thanks for coming by, Raph. I always have fun when you're here. Have a good
night,
guys. I'm going to go to bed now. Yes, thank you for using Black Park Radio. I'm going to go to night now. Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.